Welcome to City News 570 Rangers Talk. Brought to you by You Save Flooring. Prices so low, just take it and go. Here are your hosts, Mike Farwell and Paul Fixter.
Back here at Sadlin Arena in Barrie, where the Rangers pull it out after they blow a third period lead. It was 3-0 for Kitchener, headed into the third. But the Barrie Colts were able to battle back and force overtime, where Matt Sopp won it for Kitchener. Let's take a look at your summary from this one. Justin Botno got the Rangers on the board, 9:32 into the first period. Botno's third of the season from Tanner Lamb and Hunter Brustevich. It was 1-0 Kitchener after one. In the second, Trent Swick would tip home his 15th of the season from Simon Motu and Cameron Reed, 1:32 into the second. It was 2-0 Kitchener. And then late in that second period, the first Ontario Hockey League goal for Blair Scott. Cameron Arquette and Luca Romano drew the assists at 18:22 of the second. It was 3-0 Rangers after 40 minutes. Cue the comeback, thank you very much. Ty York had other ideas. The Colts forward buried his fifth of the season, 48 seconds into the third. Riley Patterson and Cole Beaudoin picked up the assists. And it was a two-goal game in favor of the Kitchener Rangers, who at that point led 3-1. And then at 7:38, it was York again, as he would score his second of the game and sixth of the season. It was Beaudoin and Punnett with the assists, and it was a one-goal game. And then the Barrie Colts used the Channers power play to tie the game. Carter Lowe's third from Punnett and Shamar Moses at 11:03. And we were headed to overtime, where Matt Sopp took just 27 seconds to win it for Kitchener. Brustevich and Misiljevic with the assists, and the Rangers win it 4-3. Barrie goes 1-for-3 on the power play tonight. Kitchener goes 0-for-2. The Rangers outshoot the Colts 30-22. Your postgame show is brought to you by You Save Flooring. Prices so low, just take it and go. We continue from Sadlin Arena in Barrie on City News 570.
You're listening to City News 570 Rangers Talk. Brought to you by You Save Flooring. Prices so low, just take it and go. Here are your hosts, Mike Farwell and Paul Fixter.
Well, a crowd of 3,500 plus certainly got their money's worth here at Sadlin Arena in Barrie tonight. The Colts storm back in the third period, erasing a 3-0 deficit and forcing overtime against the Kitchener Rangers. Give the Colts a lot of credit for their fight in the third, battling back against a top-ranked club and picking up, of course, that all-important point. But the Rangers would prevail on the overtime winner from the overager, Matthew Sopp. Let's take a look at our Leibold Electric out-of-town scoreboard as we await the emergence of UC Ahokas down at ice level. Earlier today, it was an afternoon game at the Sleeman Center, the Teddy Bear game in Guelph, and the Storm would prevail 3-2 over Sault Ste. Marie in a shootout. Michael Buschinger got the Teddy Bear goal for Guelph and also scored one in the shootout. So the Sioux's six-game winning streak is snapped, but they do have points now in seven straight. In Erie, the Ottawa 67s pay their only visit to the Erie Insurance Arena, and they do so snapping the Otters' four-game winning streak. It's a 4-2 win for Ottawa over Erie earlier tonight. In Owen Sound, they went to overtime, where Windsor would edge the attack by a score of 4-3. And those Spitfires are stubborn lately, I will say. They pick up the extra point in that one, a 4-3 Windsor win in Owen Sound tonight. Sarnia, a 5-2 win in Flint. North Bay, a 3-2 win in Niagara. And Saginaw hangs on 4-3 over Sudbury tonight. Let's go downstairs to Paul and Yussi.
Thanks, Mike. I'm downstairs with head coach Yussi Ahokas. And coach, congratulations on another win and finding a way to get the 2 points in overtime. I do have to ask you what you thought happened in the third period with the 3 goals against.
Well, that's the bad thing. Both 2 goals, they were for our first line. A little bit marking net front. There we weren't that good. And then the PK goal also too bad for that. But 3 goals, a lot of new guys in the lineup. Really pleased. The Botno played a great game, I thought, today. And otherwise, the new boys like Max, the new D, I think he played solid. Our kid, good battle win, passed the Scott, scored a goal. So those are great things. And I thought second period we played really well. We didn't give up pretty much anything. Big blocks there. And yeah, it's been 2 games with tying lineup. Maybe with our first line, it kind of showed they played such a big minutes. But still, 2 points a win, that's the biggest thing. Half of the season played, 50 points. Got to be pleased on that.
Congratulations on the first half of the season. It's been tremendous. Is the Christmas break coming at a good time for the hockey club?
Well, yeah, I think we need the break now and get some guys back from injured and just kind of relax and then get back to work again.
On behalf of Mike upstairs and myself, have a great Christmas break with the family. Enjoy some time to recharge the batteries, and we'll see you when you get back.
Thank you, and Merry Christmas to everybody.
Merry Christmas to you, Coach. Back to you, Mike.
Thank you very much, Paul. Yussi Ahokas is not going to beat on the short-staffed team, and why not? You'll take your 2 points. You'll put it in your Christmas stocking. The Rangers go into the break. 34 games played, 50 points already this season. A 4-3 overtime win here in Barrie tonight. We continue post-game coverage for USave Flooring. Price is so low, just take it and go. This is City News 570.
You're listening to City News 570 Rangers Talk, brought to you by USave Flooring. Price is so low, just take it and go. Here are your hosts, Mike Farwell and Paul Fixter.
Rangers win it 4-3 in overtime here in Barrie. Paul Fixter is ringside.
Mike, I'm downstairs with a very happy Blair Scott, who will be joining us on the bus because he's coming back to Kitchener, where he can tell everybody about his first career goal. Walk us through it and talk us through your first career goal.
Yeah, both my center and my winger there were just working hard in the corner, and then I saw Arquette get the puck down low, and I was wide open there in the slot, and I just made myself available, and then just had to bury that one.
How much different is it playing defense, left defense, and going up and playing left wing?
Oh, it's a lot different. You got to be aware of their defensemen. You know, when you're getting breakout passes and passes in the neutral zone, you got to be aware if they're coming on you or if you got time to make a play, right? So it's way different as a defenseman. You kind of see the whole ice, and then as a forward, you kind of got to check your shoulder a lot. So, yeah, it's different.
Did you mention anything to your teammates at the end of the third period that if this game didn't go into overtime, you would have had the game-winning goal?
No, I didn't want to jinx it. I didn't say anything. I didn't want to jinx the game there and say, oh, you know, I would have had the game winner. So, yeah.
Well, it's been a great first half for the hockey club. Congratulations on your play, and have a great Christmas break, and come back with that smile that you're showing right now.
Yeah, thank you. You as well.
Back upstairs to you, Mike.
Thank you, Paul. Blair Scott, he's got one in the Ontario Hockey League, and maybe there is another or two to come in the second half. Scott was one of 4 Rangers to score tonight as Kitchener wins it in overtime here versus the Barrie Colts 4-3, the final. Your post-game show for USave Flooring. Price is so low, just take it and go. We've got 3 stars and more still to come on your post-game show. Stay with us on City News 570.
Once the East Avenue Blues step off the ice, it's time to break down the game. This is City News 570 Rangers Talk. Brought to you by You Save Flooring. Prices so low, just take it and go. Here are your hosts, Mike Farwell and Paul Fixter.
Rangers led 3-0 after 40 minutes before Barry stormed back to force overtime. But it didn't take long. Just 27 seconds into the fourth period, Matt Sopp wins it for the Rangers. And Kitchener goes into the Christmas break with 24 wins in 34 games and 50 points so far on the season. A look at your three stars from this game. Three stars brought to you by the Better Business Bureau. Find a better business at bbb.org. Trent Swick scored one for Kitchener tonight and was a force to be reckoned with. Rang one off the iron as well. He was named star number 3 of this game. Justin Botno opened the scoring away back when in the first period. He was named star number 2. And Ty York, who potted a pair for Barry and got their comeback started in the third, he was named this game's first star. So your three stars go Ty York, Justin Botno, and Trent Swick. Three stars for the Better Business Bureau. Find a better business at bbb.org. We'll take a quick break and come back for a quick wrap because it's time to get to the Christmas holidays. Stay with us. Kitchener Rangers Hockey and your post-game show brought to you by You Save Flooring on City News 570.
You're listening to City News 570 Rangers Talk. Brought to you by You Save Flooring. Prices so low, just take it and go. Here are your hosts, Mike Farwell and Paul Fixter.
And back here for some final thoughts from Sadlin Arena. You know, Paul, it's not the way you would have expected it to go. I'm sure it's not the way the coaches wanted it to go, but I get the sense that UC Ahokas knows when to lean on the guys and knows when to back off a little bit.
Yeah, he was really pleased with the 2 points, Mike. And, you know, he mentioned it's a bit of a depleted lineup. They found a way to get the 2 points. I'm sure he's not real pleased with giving up 3 in the third period. But it really doesn't matter. They got the 2 points, and they found a way to get the win. It's not always pretty. It's not always how you pictured it's going to happen. But in the end, they found a way to win a game in overtime, and they just keep this machine rolling.
The Kitchener Rangers will still be playing, of course, as will other teams, with a depleted lineup post-Christmas. And we figure probably for 6 games until we're back from North Bay on January the 7th.
Yeah, those are big pieces out of this puzzle. But I think when you look at how guys have stepped up in different roles, and you know, Blair Scott gets a goal tonight as a winger. I thought Arquette had another decent game for the amount of shifts he got. He's got 2 assists in 3 games, and it was a beautiful pass that he made to Blair Scott in this slot. These guys are taking advantage of the opportunity they're given, and they've got some veterans here that are logging a lot of minutes, and that's why I asked the coach about the break coming up at this time. And this is a perfect time for the team to get away from the game of hockey and practicing and focus on being with their family and friends.
The coach knows full well that they just reached the half-century mark in points. 24 wins, 50 points. Last year, all season, 33 wins. And 72 points. That's how much further ahead this team is right now.
It's an impressive first half. It's a real impressive first half. They've sent a message to the league. Hey, we're for real, and we're somebody that the other 19 teams in this league are going to have to contend with if they want to get to the ultimate prize, and that's at the end. And I think Kitchener's put themselves in a great position to say, hey, it's going to go through our town.
Paul, we've seen a lot of each other in the first few months of the season. We're going to see just as much, 34 more times in the second half. And we've got some long trips and some hotel stays ahead. So I've been having a lot of fun. I'm looking forward to more. Merry Christmas to you and yours, my friend.
Likewise to you and your family, Mike. This has been an absolute tremendous experience for me. Fantastic. I've loved every minute of it. And I really look forward to the second half. to work with you and to watch this hockey club.
They're a lot of fun to watch, and we appreciate you being along with us through the first 34 games, and we expect you'll stick around for the next 34. It's going to be a lot of fun in the second half of the season. On behalf of my broadcast partner, Paul Fixter, and our producer back at the boardwalk, Adam Sanderson, the Rangers win it 4-3 tonight over the Barrie Colts, head into Christmas with 50 points. My name is Mike Farwell. I bid you a very good Saturday night from the Sadlin Arena in Barrie.